On Monday, Sean was in for Junior doing some morning musing with George and Gordo. And in your spot, Sean, was Justin. We had a little WIP reunion. And during the show, I learned that Justin is starting a thing where he's watching movies he hasn't seen before in... They're cut down to 20 minutes. So if you've never seen The Irishman, if you don't have the 8 hours to spend watching The Irishman, it's okay. There's a 20-minute version of it on YouTube.
I heard you guys talking about this, and I guess I understand where Monty's coming from simply because there's movies that I don't know if I want to sit down and watch because I haven't seen them, but if I want to know something about them to be dangerous enough to talk about that genre of film, I guess that's a good go-to. Now, I wouldn't watch as many as you have in the past few weeks.
I'm just built different.
You are.
I just lie and say I've seen the movie and hope the person doesn't ask a follow-up question. And you're like, oh, yeah, man, it was a long time ago.
Do you fit into lobster videos before or after you watch these condensed videos?
Kind of stagger them.
Splice it in the middle.
Yeah.
Nice little intermission with lobsters.
10 minutes. You don't want to spend the full 20 minutes.
I sent
That's
one to him
time.
Last night, and he enjoyed it.
Yeah, watch the whole thing.
A lobster video or a 20-minute movie?
20-minute movie.
Okay.
What was the offering?
It was something about, like, they have to outrace the sun because it's, like, killing people.
And they're on a plane.
And they're on a plane.
Super Mario. When he has
they have to fly away from the sun.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
That's good.
I'll have to check it out. But movies isn't the only way you can do this. In fact, Justin was in the lab, and we can catch up on the show in a short amount of time, right?
Yeah, so I was, I also like to catch up on radio shows via radio recaps. And there's a specific ticket
radio
one.
Recaps.
It's a very niche market.
Yeah. Maybe you want to catch up on what Meat Sauce has going on.
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
We're fine.
But if you are interested in the ticket, maybe you're a new listener. Maybe you haven't been able to listen for a while. Well, I found one that will tell you all about the sweet spot since its inception.
Yes.
So we have episode one of the Ticket Recapped.
Welcome to the first episode of the Ticket Recapped. Today we tell the story of the sweet spot and how it all started. It all started in July of 2023 on the tennis courts of Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, California, when Sean Bass and David Mino took to the air for the first time as an unnamed midday show. But how did we get here? Let's rewind a bit further. A couple months prior, the Ticket's midday programming was shook to its core. The great Norman Mussolini Pol Pot Hitchkiss was retiring after, like, I don't know, 83 years on the air. This was agreed upon by Norm, Cumulus Management, and the Italian crime family Norm owed the money to. As Norm shared his last day on air with his co-host Jacob Detamore, people wondered what would happen to the 10 to noon slot. After that, we had aka quit, which also caused a vacancy. And just like that, the Ticket had a midday hole. Matt McLaren was brought in to be paired up with Donnie Dew. Donnie's liver was devastated. He went from co-hosting with a man who put wine with ice to a man who drinks more beer than the entire SMU campus every weekend. Minus the roofies, of course. This is where the pairing of Sean and Mino were discovered. And before we knew it, they were on a flight to California sworn to secrecy until the official announcement just days later. On July 31st, their show took the air. It would take a week for their producer, Monty, to eventually join the show. He needed the full 7 days to digest the fact that he was going to have to watch his former broadcast partner slash lover make sweet broadcast love in front of him with another man for the foreseeable future.
Sorry, Justin.
Things went off without a hitch right out the gate. Between interviewing future Cowboy Ring of Honor inductees Jonathan Hankins and Jake Ferguson and getting to ride an elevator with the likes of Matt Mosley and whatever Arkansas strange Spalding brought to camp, things were going great. After a week of camp bliss, the one-legged cuck joined the show, and things really got rolling. The Cowboys season was on everyone's mind, of course, but little did they know what the Rangers had cooking heading into October. Oh yeah, Kevin Landrum successfully drained all of Ty Walker's will to live, forcing a shift change in the news booth, and now the A-team was complete. Three things to know about Lando. He loves beans, train hose, and quitting on the military. Diamond Talk was missing a running buddy, and who better to fill that role than the man who fell out of his chair one day randomly? Mino. Sean and Mino would give the RFFLs a night to remember as they went until the Musers after the Rangers won the World Series. During that eventful night, they got to see what then-morning producer Fernando did hours before any of the Musers arrived. All of those details are available in the court documents. We also had great early moments like the initial Matt Duchesne show, Ham winning the e-brake for calling his donkey an a-hole, and Sean confusing Asians and agents. Classic Sean. Weekly staples like Bob's Bible Bonkers or whatever the hell it was called. The e-brake fantasy league and the NIT break provided the sweet P1 some appointment segments. It's now the new year. Mino tells the world his goal is to win 2 e-brakes this year. And by February, he's met his goal. No one is going to sniff him out as a fraud. The worry on everyone's mind is who will have to don a gorilla suit at ticket stock. Monto and Miney end up sharing the honor. And according to the history books, both men wore the suit equal amounts of time.
That's not true.
The Mavs are directionless. The Stars are clearly headed to the Stanley Cup Final. And the Cowboys' season ends as it always does, with their fans realizing the only real value in their jerseys is the 10% they save on bagel bites and toaster strudels at their local grocery store. At the Super Bowl, the boys meet Kenny Chesney, and a lifelong friendship is born. Mm-hmm. Kenny invites Sean and Mino to be a special guest at one of his shows.
That's right.
What a true friend he's being. They decline. Monty gets ripped for saying Rio Speedwagon. Luckily, he has Mino there to inform the lead singer of the butt rock outfit of Monty's obsession with wheelchairs. With Killer by their side, the sweet spot departs for Surprise, Arizona to watch the Rangers during spring training. Sean hopes his Rangers tattoo will earn him the lifelong affection of David Robertson or Jonathan Hernandez. It does not. Killer forgets how to be a human being and tries to shake someone's hand with his pinky.
Newberg.
Everyone's life changed the day the show learned about their board op Ham's oceanic knowledge. Ham was offered a piece of okra and he declined. Why, you might ask? Because he thought it was a fish. Similar to our other underwater ally, the hush puppy. The show mobilized to force Ham to try these crazy food items, and he spit them out quicker than Magic Johnson's prostitute.
Oh.
Also, don't forget that most songs you hear nowadays are in fact about the Cold War. Monty has ass cancer. The Stars lose to Edmonton. The Mavs get their dicks kicked in by the Celtics. And now we are listening to a bit to help fill time on a random Wednesday. Welcome to the sweet spot. You will never leave. This has been The Ticket Recapped. Penis.
Wow.
Incredible.
So much history already in this one year.
And 99.6% of that was 100% accurate. That was incredible work.
I'm curious about this broadcast on broadcast love that is supposedly being made. That I feel like I'm missing out.
Kenny Chesney inviting us backstage to a show at Jerry World. We're good friends with him. And I think there was a Stars game or something that night.
We wanted to watch.
You know, we had a Stars game. You know, next time.
And I've never noticed before, but Monty is obsessed with wheelchairs. It's like all he talks about.
Yeah. I bring one every day.
By the way,
Monty's butt cancer at the end. That made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Has Rio reached out to actually announce them?
I have not heard from them.
Slowly approaching that, 2 months away.
I need to jump on that.
Will you accept? You can make good on us for not going to hang out in a wheelchair. Kenny Chesney.
I want to hang out with musicians. Well, I found another short one here.
Yeah.
You know, when you joined the sweet spot, Work in Progress was left reeling. Luckily, we found out what exactly happened there as well. Am I up, Ham?
Welcome to the second episode of The Ticket Recapped. Today, we tell the story of Work in Progress 2.0. Mino left. Monty stayed. DJ and Ham left their Saturday show to join him, which left Ryan Medlin jobless. DJ laughs weird. Ham can't talk, and Monty still has ass cancer.
Oh, God.
It's a weekend show, Who gives a shit? This has been Ticket Recapped.
Oh. That's it?
So we can just...
Monty still has ass cancer.
Yeah, that dude's really hung up on that, apparently.
Man.
So this is on YouTube, so I can just subscribe, and eventually we'll get Amusers, we'll get a T-Box.
Yeah.
Show you want, really.
We'll get Funhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can do a Country Force next week. I want to know the history of that show. Remember Country Force with Ty and Eli?
An explosive ending to that weekend show.
Yeah, we need one with the Ryan Medlin show. What was that? Afternoon Delight. I remember that show.
There it is.
I listened to it. Man, that was outstanding.
All right.
There you go.
Well,
welcome to the sweet spot. You can never leave.
Yeah, you can check out anytime you like. But you can never leave.